Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. Connie Willis here with you. Love for you to join me outside of here at Blue Rock Talk, Connie After Dark, Connie Willis, the podcast, and win any lottery book. Yeah, and then let me know when you hit the jackpot, okay? Just learn more at ConnieWillis.com, even if you sign up for my newsletter as well. And in the future, I'll have Mr. Dr. Jeffrey Long visiting me on my show too, as that's always fun. So he is the largest near-death experience study in history is what he held, involving 3,000 people, diverse backgrounds, religious traditions, including non-believers. And he's going to be telling us a little bit deeper about some of these things in a few minutes. But I have some more questions for you that I personally want to know, because I know you were talking about at one point free will, where we have free will all the time. However, so talk about what you know, what you've learned about that. But also the second part of that is free will when it comes to coming back or not.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating to me, Connie, that over and over we have quotes in near-death experiences where people have gotten very direct information during their near-death experience about free will. And it's not just the near-death experiencer's free will. It's free will for everybody worldwide. Near-death experiences have shared, and this is straight quotes from their experiences, I felt like it's all about free will. Or the one law that will never change is the law of free will, the one law that lasts. And then finally, another near-death experiencer said, we are products of our own choices, our free will. So over and over, literally by the scores, we have people in getting this important information, very relevant for each and every one of us in our earthly life. And exciting, too, to have that kind of validation that the decisions we make, what we choose to do, really is ultimately our own free will choice. So that's exciting.
When you're on the other side, have some people wanted to totally stay and they're like, no, you got more to do, and they're like fighting it? So to me, that would be like, oh, wait a minute, my free will is I want to stay.
You know, that's a great question. We had somebody heroically review the literally thousands of near-death experiences on the website, and their goal was to explore what we see over and over again, and that being, again, while on the other side, near-death experiencers at the end of their near-death experience being told language like, it's not your time, you have more to do, you have more work to do. And the, interestingly, this study, the huge study that was recently completed, by the way, this is you're the first in the world, you and all your listeners, to hear the results of this study. Amazingly, worldwide, about 10 to 12% of near-death experiencers have, at the end of their experience, that kind of information. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Here they're being told that while they could stay in that beautiful, unearthly, blissful, loving realm, earthly life seems to be so important that they're being sent back because they have more to do, because they have more life to live. And the interesting thing about this study, Connie, is that this was from all around the world, even in non-Western countries. That same concept was universal wherever on the planet you are. And so as a result of that, you know, we're back to that free will. We seem to not only have the free will to choose our what we do in our life, but there seems to be a direction from the other side. Now, I want to emphasize that when they're told to come back, you have more work to do, there's things left in your life, language like that, almost never are the near-death experiencers told specifically what to do. They're not told to go build an ark. They're not told what.
Man, come on. What good is that?
Yeah, I know.
Tell us.
You know, early in my study of near-death experiences, that made me nuts. I'm going, well, come on. What's important? What are we supposed to do?
And
finally, after, you know, having this, like, hundreds and hundreds of times with near-death experiences out of the 4,000 that are on the website.
Said, okay, did you shake them?
Yeah.
Did you,
yeah,
Jeff? You know, come on.
I think they know what they're doing on the other side. Okay, I get it. So if we have free will, that might potentially interfere if we're given direction or told what to do. So again, you know, sort of that exciting concept. And, you know, yet another significant line of reality of near-death experiences, that critical spiritual concept that our lives are that meaningful, that we come back, that there's more to do on this earth, that it's important, that our work isn't complete during a near-death experience is fascinating.
You know, you may laugh at this or you may not. I don't know. I hope you laugh at this, but it's pretty serious too. But I was having a surgery and the anesthesiologist was talking to me ahead of time and she introduced herself to me and I don't know if that's normal or not. I guess so, but it was right before it happened. I know they usually meet you the day before or something like that, if I remember correctly. Maybe it's always different, but I met her. She was talking away. We were having a good time talking and I said, little old me going, hey, do you think you can take me to right there at the light? I just want to go right to the light. I just want to step over enough to get some psychic abilities and then come back. Just make sure I come back, but please, can you get me to the light? She did not like that at all. She thought I was crazy, but she didn't like that at all. But I was serious.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Hey, I did laugh. That's good.
Good.
When you talk to anesthesiologists, just don't call them gas passers. Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, you know, and I'm sure she didn't like that at all. But
she didn't talk to me anymore. She gave me a dirty look and walked on.
Part of the anesthesia right away there, Connie.
I was totally serious. In fact, that's my next question to you is, how many people come back and you've noticed that they do have some sort of psychic abilities?
Oh, we see that quite commonly. In fact, it's a survey question that we've asked our literally thousands of near-death experiencers. That being, did you have any psychic or paranormal gifts after your near-death experience? And well over half of the people surveyed say, yes, we did. And it's all over the board. They can be increasingly intuitive. They can be increasingly, a whole array of psychic phenomena have been described as part of that. What we call.
Are you cooking dinner over there while we're talking? Are you cooking dinner over there? Is that what's going on?
You know what? My two dogs came running downstairs because they're aware that I'm here. We got a German Shepherd and a Dutch Shepherd, and they decided to come visit me. So, hey, we were talking earlier about pets in the afterlife. Just to reinforce that, here's two dogs. But they're still very alive and active.
I love that. I'm sorry. It's radio. When you hear those little things, you got to know, what is that? What's going on over there? What's happening?
Well, the dog came down, saw me, and actually was kind enough to bring a ball.
Oh, well, there you got to throw it. Go ahead and throw it. I understand.
Okay.
So it's interesting. The people you said, What's the percentage that you all found out that?
Yeah, it's well over half of the people have the psychic, this variety of psychic phenomena. And again, fascinating can certainly be a significant change in their life afterwards.
And that's the people that recognize it and admit to it. So there could be more, and maybe they didn't recognize it yet even, you know?
You know, and that's a really good point. I think the change is maybe gradual. Sometimes, often it takes years after their near-death experience to fully integrate those major changes that occur. And so they could have a slow progression of being increasingly psychic over years even, and just not recognize it because, their psychic ability today seems about like the way it was yesterday or a week ago. And yet other people with them will say, hey, you're more intuitive. It's almost like, it's like we share a brain. You know what I'm going to say. You know when the phone's going to ring. You have that sort of intuitive psychic sixth sense that you didn't have before. And you can hear that sometimes, if not from the near-death experiencers, the people close to them in their lives.
I think it's amazing when people can, like, play Beethoven or something on the piano all of a sudden. Like, where'd this come from?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm 68.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Absolutely. Very famous near-death experiencer coming back with, there's just seemingly no end to how those changes can be after the near-death experience, but so often very profound, right? We had a very prominent near-death experiencer came back and was an accomplished piano player and had no interest in that before. You know, just one more example of those kind of amazing psychic, if you will, changes that occur after an experience.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, when they're told to go back, you got more to do. Does that look more like, you know, you say free will, but then is it fate? Is it destiny? Because if you've got more to do, was that your free will to still do that or not, but you're being taken back to do that. So free will, fate, destiny, what would the other thoughts be? Or is it also, hey, I was here before, and before I decided to come back to Earth again, I decided I was going to do five things, and I haven't done those five things yet.
You know? Bingo. It's what you just said at the end there. I think it's what's going on. Near-death experiences don't point, at least in general, to a fixed fate. In other words, there seems to be the ability through free will, through the meaning and purpose of our earthly lives, that we can choose, that we can decide what we want to do, and then live either for good or for ill, those choices we make in our life. But over and over, there's a huge amount of evidence from near-death experiences that we actually existed as very conscious entities in that unearthly heavenly realm prior to coming here on earthly life. At that point in time, as near-death experiencers over and over describe, consciousness is greatly accelerated, much smarter, much more conscious, much more aware in that, if you will, spiritual consciousness prior to coming to Earth. And in that consciousness, we were able to decide, well, number one, to come to our earthly life and live an earthly life here. But number two, often perhaps some ideas about, in general, what that earthly life might be. And so that seems to be, if you will, agreements or made before we come to our earthly life, or, it might be, something that is important for our individual spiritual growth on the other side. We have certain things to experience, and while we're not directed as to what to do in our earthly life, we certainly have some guiding principles. The reality of an afterlife, the reality we hear over and over, the importance of love, and certainly, as we've been discussing, the concept of free will.
Jeff, it's so nice to talk to someone that's got a PhD that works as you do. The education, and you'll talk about past lives, regression, near death, what's on the other side, psychic abilities. I could talk to, like, I have a neighbor, I believe he's an anesthesiologist assistant. I am absolutely sure if I said something to him about this, he would just turn and walk away.
That's so sad.
It is. I know professors that will hide it if they even think something. But they walk away, and I met a doctor at lunch at one point. I'm just eating lunch. She's sitting next to me. We start talking, and she went to Yale, and she was just talking about what all she knew. And I said at one point, finally, I said, "Do you want to know what I do?" Because she talked the whole time about her stuff, and I'm listening. I'm good. But as soon as I told her, she asked for the check, and she was ready to leave. And she kept telling me to do my homework. And before she left, before she hit the doors, I walked over to her and I said, "Hey, before you leave, do your homework on what I'm telling you."
Oh, absolutely. That really makes a difference. You know, it's so sad. I mean, gosh, Connie, listen to what we're talking about here. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. Strong, powerful evidence that we don't really die, that there's life after death, that there's a wonderful afterlife for all of us. I mean, amazing evidence, amazingly powerful, powerfully positive messages. You'd think people would at least want to check it out. And I think good gosh. But the good news is, shows like you do, Connie, your outreach to the world in a wide variety of ways through your podcast and everything, it's making a difference.
Good.
And there's a major survey done by what's called Pew Forum. And in 2021, a survey they did about what people thought about the afterlife had the amazing statistic that 72% of Americans actually believed that near-death experiences were an actual soul departing from the physical body. We're getting the word out. People are listening. People are understanding. And literally the significant majority of people in America now believe that near-death experiences are real. So, shows like this, it's making a difference.
So I got to ask you this. What do you know that's on the other side? Are you like angels, aliens? Are you open to all that kind of thing?
Well, that's what, again, having studied 4,000 near-death experiences, I've seen all that. People, angels,
have been described, they typically, at least the great majority, don't have wings. They're sort of not like a sort of a classic appearance, and yet they are, in a very real sense, what's important about angels. They're profoundly loving. They're there for the other person. There can be dialogues, interactions. So very dramatic and very beautiful descriptions of encountering beings on the other side, which many near-death experiencers call angels. So that's certainly an important part of near-death experiences.
Do you, I'm not sure of your background when it comes to spirituality or religious, or do you see any, like in the Bible, are you seeing like, oh my gosh, what we saw here fits this, what we saw here fits that, anything like that?
Absolutely, over and over. First and foremost, I respect everybody's spiritual path, whatever it might be. And I've seen a lot of different people on different walks of life, but we're all, I think, going in the same direction. Actually, one near-death experiencer asked on the other side, met what he described as God, and asked about religions and was shown a mountain where people were climbing up the mountain, but they were climbing up different sides of the mountain. And the point that was trying to be made to this person during their near-death experience is we're all on the same spiritual path. We're all going toward that top of the mountain, even if we're not aware of other people. But at the end, we're all the same. We're up at the top. There's the same destination of our journey, that spiritual home. So I'm very interested, certainly, in the Bible. I've been, actually, I was asked to write a foreword for a major sort of religious publication called Guideposts. And I actually wrote about love in near-death experiences and, you know, throughout the Bible. Many, many beautiful quotes about love, many, many beautiful quotes about love from people that had near-death experiences. So again, it's always kind of a moment when you realize just how it all seems to fit together, whatever the journey we have or whatever our belief system is.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.